And now, a special segment with Aaron the Intern.
Pretty banged up, kid. We've got to get you some help. What's your name, dude?
Aaron Wiley.
Hey there, kiddo. You are going to be all right. Don't you worry about anything. That's it. Just breathe.
Where am I?
The hospital. You're pretty beat up.
What? Wait, the hospital? No, I've got to go home.
No, stop. You can't. Wait, you can't.
I'm sorry. I've got to go. Yeah. Phil? Oh, man. Why does Phil have Ethan's phone? Unless, maybe he's gotten to them too already. I knew I should have listened to Ethan.
Dude, here you are. Nurse, I found him.
What do you think you're doing, young man? You've suffered a minor concussion. You need to take it easy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's really important that I get out of here soon.
Well, fortunately for you, then, you've been clear to leave. Apart from a few cuts and bruises, you'll be okay, but you did bump your head, so try not to do anything too strenuous.
Well, that's a relief.
And your brother here was able to sign your release.
My brother?
This is your brother, right?
Yeah, little bro. Mom's been worried, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's my brother. Sorry, I must have just been the bump on my head.
Where do I sign?
Just come with me for a second. I'll get you here.
Hey, thanks for the help back there. I don't know how I would have gotten out of there without your help.
Oh, no problem, man. You look like you needed a hand.
No, honestly, I don't really like lying like that.
Well, it was just a little lie. No biggie.
Well, it's kind of a biggie for me, dude. It's not really a habit I want to get into.
Sorry, I was just trying to help. So anyway, do you need a ride?
What?
A ride. You know, like, I throw you in my car and I drive you somewhere. Probably, like, somewhere you need to go.
Let me think.
Maybe to the bus station? I mean, I'm guessing this isn't where you live.
Yeah, I could use a ride to the bus station. Thanks. So, if you don't mind my asking, why did you help me back there?
Dude, when you see someone at a hospital without parents to pick them up after getting in a car accident, and on top of it all, they actually appreciate the beauty of a classic PB&J sandwich, you help them out. That's my motto, anyway.
That's a long motto.
Yeah, I've tried to shorten it, but, you know.
Wait a second. How did you know I liked PB&J?
Well, I use my special mind-reading powers. Plus, you got a little drought upon your shirt there.
What? Oh, gross.
Anyway, we should probably get going. You coming, little dude?
Coming? Oh, yeah, sorry, let's go.
Well, let's pop this toaster tart, yo.